last Lord's Day message. Okay, let us read our scripture today, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Are you ready, church?
Ready.
Amen. No, you're not ready. Are you ready, church?
Yeah.
No, you're not ready. Are you ready?
Yay!
Okay, Acts 1, 8, begin. But ye will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and ye will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. You will be my witnesses. Bible declares, you will be my witnesses. Hallelujah. Talk to somebody. You will be his witnesses.
You will be his witnesses.
Amen. You will be his witness. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. That word witness in a Greek is martyr, right? Yeah, martyr. That what we have seen and what we have heard, we cannot help ourselves but to speak, right? But to tell, but to share that Jesus Christ is the living God. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, this topic, there are many controversies, right? There are many sayings. Many sayings, there are many debates. And many misleadings, by the way. And I was there. I was one of them. But now, praise God and thank God that I'm on the right track.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So I pray that this message will be a blessing to all of us. Amen?
Amen.
Are you ready, church?
Amen.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to talk about there's a picture in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. But first, let me talk about in the Old Testament. Okay? Now, Jesus said, we must be born again with the water and the Spirit, right? Water and the Spirit. Remember that. So there's a water baptism and there's a Spirit baptism. There are two kinds of baptism. Okay? All right? In the Old Testament, we also see that two kinds of river, actually. Red Sea and Jordan River. The Israelites came out of Egypt, came out of the world, and they had to go through the Red Sea. That was water baptism. So water baptism is coming out of the world, coming out of Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that is not the end of it. They have to go to the desert.
Amen.
Go to the desert, right? And experience and receive 40 years of training of just looking up to God, trusting Him for their life, for their life supply. And not only that, after that training, and now they have to enter into the promised land. But before that, they had to go through the Jordan River.
Yes.
Now, if the Red Sea is coming out of the old creation, Jordan River is coming out of old self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, it's easy to come out of all creation, but it's not easy to come out of your own self, which is our soul. The Bible says, you want to follow me? You need to deny yourself and take up the cross daily and follow me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we see the importance of passing through the Jordan River. Now here, Bible says, you will receive power. Now this power has to do with what? Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Right?
Amen.
But I want to talk to you. In the scriptures we see before the Pentecost, before the Spirit of power comes, there's a Spirit of life. We need to know the Spirit of life comes before Spirit of power. Okay? So in John chapter 20, verse 22, which is very important scripture, it's very strategic scripture, actually, to know that this has to do with essential Spirit. Now everybody say, essential Spirit. Okay, this essential Spirit has to do with Spirit of life within. It's inward filling. Now before we are outward filling, before the outpouring of the Spirit, we must receive inward filling. Amen.
Amen.
So this is called essential Spirit. Now let's look at 20:22, John. Ready? Begin. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. One more time. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, Bible begins with breathing. God breathed his breath on into the nostrils of Adam. Remember?
Yeah.
God made Adam with the dust. And then he breathed the breath of God. That was Neshama in Hebrew, which means spirit. So he breathed, right? So Bible begins with God's breath. And you know what? After the resurrection, now God breathed second time to his disciples. Right? His beloved disciples, he appeared and then he said, receive the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And guess what? At the end of our human history, right? At the end of the church age, the millennium, it's going to be New Jerusalem, and there we are going to continuously receive his breath.
Amen.
The living water.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So the whole Bible, we can say, it begins with the breath of God, and then it ends with the breath of God. And continuously we are going to breathe with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even now, you are breathing now. When you say, when you open your mouth and when you say amen, amen, you are breathing. You are spiritually breathing. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, how many of you are breathing now? Are you breathing?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Because spirit means air, wind, pneuma. Oh, we can intake the spirit by saying amen,
amen,
by saying, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Talk to somebody. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. Okay. I think this room is a little bit hot, isn't it? Can we turn off the heater? Because we are filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit now. We're in the house.
Amen.
We need to cool it down a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Joy, be joyful, but not overly joy.
Yes.
We still have the flesh here. Okay. Okay. Now, this essential spirit was very important. Before disciples received outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they had to receive this essential spirit from Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because of this essential spirit within, indwelling spirit. The significance of the indwelling spirit is that because of the essential spirit that is living in them, on the day of Pentecost, before the day of Pentecost, for 10 days, they were in the upper room, 120 people, right?
Yeah.
Now, imagine this. All they did was what? Remember, all they did was what? Praying, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can try to pray 10 minutes, nonstop. How would you feel like? How would you feel? What time is it?
Praying.
Only 1 minute passed. Pray. 2 minutes passed. Now, think about it. They didn't pray a few minutes. They prayed 10 days. Now, I'm sure many of them will feel like, oh my goodness, when is the Holy Spirit coming? When is the descension of the Holy Spirit coming? Jesus promised, but it's not coming. So they will get tired, they will get exhausted, and then they will forget, what?
They will leave.
Yeah, they will leave. They will, what's the word? Huh? They will let go, right? They will give up.
Yeah.
They will easily give up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that true? Most likely, isn't it?
Yeah.
But praise the Lord, because of the essential spirit that is living in them, they were able to be patient. They were able to endure. They were able to go through it for 10 days of testing. Hallelujah. See, this is why essential spirit is so important. Now, I believe you and I, we already have the essential spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now we need to go to the next step of receiving economical spirit.
Amen.
We have the essential spirit within us. Now we need to go for economical spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you are learning the new terminology, which is good stuff. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we go to graduate level school, we need to learn new vocabularies, right?
Yeah.
So here we are learning new vocabularies. Amen.
Yeah.
Everybody say essential spirit.
Essential spirit.
What is that? Indwelling spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Now we gotta go for economical spirit. Now what is economical spirit? Okay? Now let's talk about the economical spirit. Okay? Now, if the essential spirit is a spirit of life, economical spirit is the spirit of power. Now, we have to remember one very important thing. There's a purpose why God has poured out his spirit on the day of Pentecost. Now, God is not pouring to just to pour out his power upon his people. No, there's a purpose. And that word purpose is another word for It's economy. God's economy. Everybody say, God's economy.
God's economy.
That's right. God had economy. From the beginning of the creation, God's economy is what? God's purpose. God's plan. And that is to dispense himself into his creation, into his people, so that they can express him, the triune God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is God's economy, God's purpose. And for this reason, God's plan to pour out his spirit upon his people.
Amen.
And this is called economical spirit. Spirit of power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only we need spirit of life, but we need spirit of power.
Amen.
Spirit of life will supply life, peace, joy, everything you need. But to move with God, to do the work of God, we need economical power.
Amen.
We need the power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today is a day to receive a baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Economical spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Outpouring of the Spirit. So that we can move with God.
Amen.
And changes this world.
Amen.
We are the changers of this world. Amen?
Amen.
The world should not change us. We should change the world.
Amen.
The world is actually waiting for somebody to come up and to change them. Because they are in darkness. They are in the darkness, right?
Yeah.
They are in a hopeless and a helpless situation.
Amen.
They are in fear.
Amen.
Oh, they are in depression.
Amen.
This, a few days ago, I saw on TV this young girl, about 17 years old, she committed suicide. She just jumped from the apartment and just died. Just killed herself. Why? She was so depressed. You know, I don't know what's going on with Korea. Their suicidal rate is the highest in the whole world. I don't know, something's going on in Korea. I think there's a spirit of suicide here. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. So we need a powerful on high. Bible says, oh, you need to wait, right? Wait, 2,000 years ago to the disciples. Wait, tarry in Jerusalem until you are empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is economical spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we want to move with God's move.
Amen.
We want to do the work of God. And therefore, we need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now, notice something here. Baptism of the Holy Spirit, economical spirit, is not something we get. Now, I want to repeat very clearly. Because this Pentecost happened 2,000 years ago, right?
Amen.
Already has happened 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
And it's not something that we receive again. No. It's something that we enter into.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Navid is getting it. He's getting it. So who else is getting it? Hmm? Look, it's not something that we receive, okay?
Yeah.
But it's something that we get into something. We're going into something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before, I always thought that baptism of the Holy Spirit has to do with yes, receiving more power as a pastor for 20 some years, right? All the pastors they envy, they look up to the so-called holy anointed pastor. Oh, he got more gifts and talents. The anointing, how did he get? He did fasting 40 days. Up in the mountain. Where is that symbol? That mountain. You went there. I know you went there. What is that name of the mountain? Huh? You don't know? Carmel-san? you went there. There's something called Korean style prayer, right? The pastors, right? Is they say, okay, now go to the mountain prayer, and then everybody get your own size of pine tree. Okay, so. And then all night long, they give you assignment. All night long, you cry out. In Korean style, we call it, Chuya! Chuya! You know, it means Lord. Lord! And then you cry out, and then you shake that pine tree and root it out. Until that tree root it out, you're going to pray. And when you pray that much, you're going to receive fire. You're going to receive power. So everybody's deceived, right? And so I was there like, okay, very scary. It's a very dark night. There's sound of owl. Ooh, ooh. Sometimes there's sound of baby crying. There's sound of wolf, wolf. So it's very scary. Nobody's there. You're just in the high mountain somewhere and holding the pine tree. In fact, you're calling on the name of the Lord not because you want to receive power, because you're scared. You're scared to death, so you're like, oh, somebody help me. You feel like the ghost is coming towards you. So, you know what? Guess what? No matter how much you shake the pine tree and how much you pray, it will not root it out. Even the small one, because it got deeply rooted. So strong. But you know, what I'm saying is here, you are being misled here. You're being deceived. It's not something that you receive. It's something that we enter into. Hallelujah. You want to find out what that means? Oh, praise the Lord. So I'm going to talk about the last point. Oh, the message is quite simple today, huh? Okay, the last point is this. Okay. All right, let's read this point. Ready? No, the last one. Okay, ready? Begin. The way to be filled outwardly by the accomplished baptism in the Holy Spirit. The key word there is accomplished. It's a past tense. It's not something that we have to accomplish through our fervent prayer or through our fasting prayer or through our mountain prayer. No. It's something that God has already accomplished.
Amen.
For His economy.
Amen.
For His purpose.
Amen.
For His moving. For His work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's something that He has already accomplished. Now we need to recognize and see in our spirit, it has already been accomplished. Therefore now, all we need to do is to see it, perceive it, and join.
Amen.
And receive by faith.
Amen.
That's all we need to do. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, praise the Lord. So here, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is an accomplished fact. By a proper standing with the body, to claim it by faith. Okay? I say it again. By a proper standing with the body. Now, this is the principle of the laying on of hands. Ah, this is a new insight. New revelation, perhaps, at least to me. Because I always thought that laying on my hands, right? I exercise it, laying on my hands for casting out the demons and for the healing of the sickness. But you know what? This is the right principle of the laying of hands. Now let's find out from the Acts chapter 9, 17. Okay, ready? Begin. Ananias went away and entered into the house and laying his hands on him. And he said, Saul, brother, the Lord has sent me. Hallelujah. So here, Ananias, sent by God, sent by the Lord, laying his hand on Saul, right? And what happened? The oil that was there in the body has passed on to Saul. And Saul became Paul. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. The principle here is that we must be right with the body. Okay? If we simply get right with the body, it is easy to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, again, we have to see that this baptism of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost has already accomplished by our triune God. Amen? So, look. Because it is already accomplished by our God on the day of Pentecost, now, we should not look for any evidences or manifestations. Now this is a trap. This is a deceiving. Many times we look for some kind of manifestations, some kind of evidences. Now don't rely on feeling. This is a fact. Hallelujah. This is a fact. This is a biblical truth. That God has already accomplished the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, look. So now this requires. I want you to see it as an illustration picture, so you get a better idea. Okay. Now today the topic is baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. Now this is not something that we strive for. We pray. We with our all effort, we try to strive it and try to earn it or gain it. We try to accomplish it. No, it has already accomplished 2,000 years ago, and it's in the body already. Hallelujah. Now, let me illustrate now. So Brother Toki and some brothers, can I have volunteer? Just three, maybe three. Three brothers. Three brothers. Okay, just be here, all right? Be here. Okay, and then hold hands. Okay, all right. So let me illustrate this now, okay? Now here is the brothers. Now Bible says, when two or three gather in my name, I'm in the midst. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now this is the body, right? Mm-hmm. More than two, right? So three now. You want to make it more stronger? Yep. Brother, why don't you join? Four is better than three. So here's a body. Here's a body. All right? Here's a body. And on the day of Pentecost, 120 people, saints, were there in the upper room. And God outpoured His Spirit upon them. Now that Spirit, outpouring Spirit, was in the body already. Do you get this? Hallelujah. It's already in the body. Amen.
Amen.
So now, if I want to receive this same baptism of the Holy Spirit, what do I need to do? Before, this is what I did. Before, I went to the prayer mountain. Before, I went to conferences, seminar. I went to the famous pastors or bishop or evangelist and say, oh, pray for me. Give me your anointing. Now, this was deceiving. You see, where is the anointing? Is here, the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Where is the anointing?
In the body.
Where is the power of the Holy Spirit?
In the body.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
It's in the body.
Amen.
So instead of me trying to look for it, search for it, and then wandering around in the world, right, in different denominations, all this, no, stop it. And we have to see that it has already accomplished. It's an accomplished fact. All I need to do is to have a right relationship with the body.
Amen.
Proper standing with the body.
Amen.
So when I see, oh, here's the body of Christ. Oh, the body means Christ.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Body means Christ. So here's the body of Christ. What do I need to do? Oh, I see the body of Christ. And then, I join.
Amen.
I join the body of Christ.
Amen.
And the Spirit that is flowing here,
Amen.
You'll come to me.
Amen.
You'll come to me if I believe it, if I accept it by faith.
Amen.
And I say, Lord Jesus, I have a proper standing with the body.
Amen.
Therefore, I claim, in the name of Jesus Christ, I claim baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Outpouring of the Spirit.
Amen.
Then I already got it.
Amen.
Now, I do not rely on any manifestation or evidences.
Mm-hmm.
I already got it.
Amen.
Because I have proper relationship, right?
Amen.
With the body.
Yeah.
And then I go to the street or to the world and preach the gospel. Guess what? There will be the power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit has to do with the body. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the body of Christ.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, isn't this amazing or what?
Yes.
Is this amazing or what?
Amazing.
So many times we don't see it. We thought that it's individual matter. No, it's not individual matter. It's a body matter.
Amen.
Because Christ is in the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So do not listen to other voices now. Other voices are saying, no, you need to fast. Some pastor, I even saw some pastor come to me and say, she showed me his name card. And he said, 40 days fasting prayer.
Yeah.
Two times he did it.
Wow.
He wrote in a name tag, business card. Some other pastor, they said, 5 times I did it.
Wow.
We boast our Lord Jesus Christ. Not how many days we fast. Not how much we can pray. Not how well we preach. No, we boast our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So here, okay? Don't listen to other voices. Some people say, you got to speak in tongue. No. Just receive by faith. You got to have a proper relationship with the body. Amen?
Amen.
Say, proper standing with the body.
Proper standing.
Ask this to your brother. Do you have proper standing with the body? Go ahead. Brothers and sisters, now, I don't expect all of you to understand what I just said, proper standing with the body. This is a deep, deep stuff. And I don't expect all of you to get it. But you need to wrestle with this truth. What does it mean by having a proper standing with the body? That you need God's mercy and grace for your eyes to be open. Hallelujah. Once you see it, don't compromise. Run to that. Because this is the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to finish, wrap up this message here, okay, with this, the gospel. Okay, let's look at the gospel now. Okay? Okay, ready? Okay, yeah. This is the gospel. Ready? By his death, he dealt with our sins. Now, this is the gospel. Okay? Okay? Now, by his death, he dealt with our sins. Meaning, your sins are forgiven. Amen?
Amen.
What proves that your sins and my sins are forgiven? Is his death. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the second point. Everybody read together. By his resurrection, he imparted himself as life to us. Amen. Through his resurrection, he imparted himself as life to us. Now, we are resurrected with Christ. We have a life. Okay, we are in the spirit. Praise the Lord. But gospel does not stop there. Gospel goes on to the next point. Ready? In his ascension, he has poured down his spirit upon his body. Amen. Because he ascended into heaven, now he outpoured his spirit upon his body. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, in the body, there is outpouring of the Holy Spirit already existing. If I have a proper relationship with the body, I too will get it if I claim it. Simple as that. Gospel is always simple, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Okay, what is the next point? Yeah, okay, let's go. Now, we must simply receive it by faith. Talk to the ask this to your brother. Do you want to receive? Okay. Then I'm sure everybody will say, "Oh yeah, I'm excited. I want to receive. I'm excited." Everybody will say it like this, right? But the real question is, then did you enter into the body? Okay. Anyway. Okay. Let's go. All right. Now we're gonna recite this prayer together, one by one. Ready? The first one. Begin. Lord, I thank you that you died for me on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
The moment you say this prayer, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every time the enemy comes to you and accuses of your sins. Accusation, right?
Yeah.
Then what do you got to do? You repent and you just confess. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, I repent and I confess. Then the accusation will go away. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, let's go to the next one. Ready? Begin. Lord, you have been resurrected, so I take you as my life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we have his life now. Amen.
Amen.
This life is life of God, and this life is everlasting life. The most powerful life that exists on this earth, on this entire planet, is the life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And through resurrection, you and I, we have that now.
Amen.
And no one can take away this life. Praise the Lord. The last prayer. Now, this is important, right? This is our topic today, isn't it? Okay, we're going to do it slowly. Slowly, but loudly, and by faith. Let's do prayer. Ready? Begin. Lord, you have ascended to the heavens and have poured out your spirit upon the body. Lord, I'm a member of that body, and I have the standing, the liberty, and the right to claim what you have poured out. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody want to just recite one more time, just the last verse? Go ahead.
Lord, you have ascended to the heavens and have poured on your spirit upon the body.
Amen.
Lord, I am a member of that body, and I have the standing, the liberty, and the right to claim what you have poured on.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody else? Go ahead.
Lord, you have ascended to the heavens.
Amen.
And have pulled down your spirit upon the body.
Amen.
Lord, I am a member of that body.
Amen.
And I have the standing.
Amen.
The liberty.
Amen.
The right to claim what you have pulled down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, you have ascended to the heavens.
Amen.
And have poured down your spirit upon the body.
Amen.
Lord, I am the member of that body.
Amen.
And I have the standing.
Amen.
The liberty.
Amen.
And the right to claim.
Amen.
That you have poured down.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Lord.
Amen.
You have ascended to the heavens.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The body.
Amen.
Lord, I am a member of the body.
Amen.
And I have the standing.
Amen.
The liberty.
Amen.
And the right to claim what you have poured down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, you have ascended to the heavens.
Amen.
You have poured down your spirit upon the body.
Amen.
Lord, I am a member of that body.
Amen.
I have the standing, the liberty, and the right to claim what you have poured down.
Hallelujah. Everybody else, come on.
Lord,
Amen.
You have ascended to the heavens.
Amen.
You have poured down your spirit upon the body.
Amen.
Lord, I am a member of that body.
Amen.
And I have the standing,
Amen.
The liberty,
Amen.
And the right to claim what you have poured down.
Amen. You know what? You know what? You know what the saints are doing, the brothers and sisters are doing right now? They are releasing their spirit.
Amen.
Now listen, this is the final word that I want to share with you. The problem is not with the Holy Spirit. The problem is with us. The problem is not with the Holy Spirit. The problem is with me. I am not releasing the Spirit that is within me. And therefore, I'm not releasing my Spirit. I'm not exercising my Spirit. The Spirit within me is locked. It's locked. Do you understand? It's in prison. Perhaps Holy Spirit is in prison in your spirit. Oh, how pity, isn't it? Now, we need to learn how to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We need to open our spirit.
Amen.
And let it come out.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Claim it and receive it by faith.
Amen.
We don't need to pray, you know, all this. No, no, no. Get that concept away. No, right now, as you are proper, you have a proper relationship with the body. And you claim it, it's yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, a few more. Who wants to do it?
Oh, Lord
stand
Jesus.
Up, stand up. Come on, stand
Amen.
Up.
You ascended to the heavens.
Amen.
And have poured out your spirit.
Amen.
Upon the body.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I am a member of that body.
Amen.
And I have the standing.
Amen.
The liberty.
Amen.
And the right to claim.
Amen.
What you have poured down.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you have ascended to the heaven and have poured down your spirit upon the body.
Amen.
Lord, I am a member of that body.
Amen.
And I have the standing, the liberty, and the right to claim what you have poured down.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.